Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Pirates are red hot, baby. They are red hot, scorching. A 3-1 win today at PNC Park has the Pirates now 17-33 on the season, and they are 13 games back in the National League Central. They are 7 games back from the team in fourth place, the Milwaukee Brewers, who sit at 24-26. So let's not get too excited now. Still 26 games without scoring 4-plus runs in a game, which has tied a Major League Baseball record. They somehow won 2 out of 3 games in this series against Cincinnati. And the starting pitchers from this series should be getting bowed down to Mitch Keller, Bailey Falter, Andrew Heaney. Those guys are really the sole reason why the Pirates won this series against the Reds. They lost 7-1 on Monday night. They won 1-0 last night. They win 3-1 today. They scored 5 runs in a 3-game series and somehow won 2 out of 3. You know, I was sitting in the sauna the other morning at a gym just down the road from here. Few old guys in the sauna, per usual. That's what you get, especially in the morning hours. Talking sports, solving the world's problems. I'm just sitting there silently taking in their commentary on what they're watching. And one of them said, quote, "It's a shame watching these Pirates. They usually just make me sick." And I don't think he's alone by saying that. Because at large, based on how this season has gone, I don't care if they've won the last 2 games by scoring a combined 4 runs. At large, I would say he has a friend in me. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan tonight until 10:35. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is the man behind the glass. As Stained once sang, "It's been a while, but happy to have a full 4-plus hours with you guys tonight." The phone lines are open to rant about the Buccos or celebrate their win at 412-928-9370. We can touch on today's game if you want, but my overarching theme is about the big picture that the team and the organization is mostly a mess. 412-928-9370. They are one of the worst teams in baseball in year 6 of a regime. Derek Shelton has already been fired, and Ben Cherington better start packing his bags, which, by some reports that came out last week, he is but they just want you to think he wants a closer commute to the stadium every night, which would be relevant if there was ever traffic to the stadium, but those days are pretty rare at this point. On top of them being one of the worst teams in baseball, we have seen top pick after top pick fail. And to top it off, they are slowly failing their biggest prize with the team they are putting around him. The top pick that has answered the call. The top pick that has been as good as advertised, if not better. But don't worry. John Heyman says that they are still determined to build a team around Paul Skeens. But let's just look through some of the draft history from Ben Cherington and how some of these guys have turned out. Nick Gonzalez, 7th overall back in 2020. He's an okay player. He is an okay player. I think he gets pretty overrated by people in the fan base. And listen, it's kind of hard to blame anybody who does. I mean, there's times where I will look at Nick Gonzalez and think they got a pretty good player here. I think they got an okay player. Because all of the other players are so bad, if a guy is merely okay / average, we're thinking we got a superstar here. 2021, it was Henry Davis. 1-1. 1-1 for Henry Davis. Don't worry, 2 hits today. I know he had a very good game. He made a very nice play at home plate as well. He was 2-for-2, had the game-winning RBI. He walked. The average is up to a robust 190 right now. The top pick of the draft in 2021. A catcher that they didn't want to play catcher until it was absolutely necessary, who is now actually doing just fine defensively, but he's hitting about 190 over the course of his career. He has an OPS around 575, and he has a WAR around -2. And he has precisely 2 home runs since the 2023 campaign came to an end. And he has 1 this year in under 20 games played. Termar Johnson was the 4th overall pick of the Buccos in 2022. He's got 5 home runs, 10 runs batted in Altoona, OPS, just around 790. He's been fine in the minors, but that's it. Just fine. And even at just 20 years old, what faith are we supposed to have that this group can actually develop a hitter that needs some help once he gets to the major league level and faces that major league pitching? 2023, it was Paul Skeens, 1-1. More on him in a moment. 2024 was Connor Griffin, 9th overall. I got to say, this kid looks the part. He looks very good in Bradenton, but that is still a ball. When will we see him? I don't know, maybe 2 years. And I think that's the absolute quickest. But he is hitting well over .300. He has an OPS over .920. He has 7 home runs, 24 runs batted in, 17 stolen bases. He looks like a kid that has all the tools. And he's also 6'4", 225. He certainly fits the billing. But again, we won't see him anytime soon. And that's why I want to get back to Paul Skeens here. Because this was the topic of conversation so far this week. John Heyman brought it up earlier today. He said, though, no shot the Pirates trade him. Spoiler alert, I don't think they should either. But they do have to take advantage of the opportunity that they have. Because I do believe that Paul Skeens, for at least a portion of Pirates fans, is going to be the final straw if they cannot deliver with this opportunity. We have dealt with a lot of crap over the years as Pirates fans. A lot of losing. a lot of big name players leaving for greener pastures. But this does, to me, feel a little bit different this time around. Barry Bonds left, but the Pirates did a whole lot of winning before he left. And fans felt like this guy's betraying us. He's leaving a winner. He's just chasing the money. They won a lot of games. They were on the doorstep of a World Series. The fans weren't really in position to abandon the organization at that point because of how well things were going. Gerrit Cole was traded, but the teams he was part of did a whole lot of winning. Maybe not quite to the level of those Bonds teams in the 90s, but Gerrit Cole was a part of three playoff teams. They won a lot of games. And again, we kind of viewed him more, I don't care for his attitude. We viewed him more as a traitor than someone we wanted to stay loyal to. Andrew McCutchen was traded. The man was the biggest fan favorite in Pirates baseball in the 2010s, and for good reason. But the teams he was part of did a whole lot of winning. He was on those teams that Gerrit Cole was on, and he even did more groundwork leading up to that to bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh. And we at least had some faith that, hey, if they move on from McCutchen, these guys they get back in here will help them turn into their next winner, the next contender. They got Brian Reynolds out of the deal. And although off to a slow start this season, certainly not a bad player. About as steady as you can be across Major League Baseball, but does have to get going. He's normally not very good in April and May, for the record. The Pirates, as a team and as an organization, didn't give us reasons at that time to step away when they lost Bonds. They traded Cole. They traded McCutchen. Because they did a lot of winning. They did a lot of winning that helped cure everything. And even in some of those ugly years of the 2000s, and they got ugly, I did not see a Pirates playoff appearance until I was 18 years old.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
They didn't have a lot of guys back then that were going to force us away from the organization. Maybe Jason Bay. I love Jason Bay. I was a big Jack Wilson fan too. By the way, his son, currently the front runner, I believe, for AL Rookie of the Year, because Jack taught him how to hit and do more than just try to hit the ball over the fence every time. But we got to be honest here about Paul Skeens. he is the closest thing to Barry Bonds that this organization has had. He is truly a generational talent. All due respect to Andrew McCutchen, who won an MVP here, helped bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh. He ain't Paul Skeens. Gerrit Cole, same thing. He was good here. He was really good at some points here. But I would already take Paul Skeens over Gerrit Cole as a Pirate. I know that Gerrit Cole went on to New York. He has won a Cy Young with the Yankees. But Paul Skeens already, as a Pirate, is a better pitcher than Gerrit Cole was here. Just look at the numbers to back that up. What Skeens has done basically through one full season of his career, it's better. Paul Skeens was a golden arm that was handed to the Pirates on a silver platter. And they are currently failing him. If Skeens does not get a real opportunity to as much as pitch in a single playoff game in Pittsburgh, that's one of the caveats here. I'm not saying that no matter what, when he leaves, fans are gone. They have to at least get to the playoffs with this guy, or it will piss a lot of people off, and for good reason, maybe forever. If he does not pitch in a single playoff game in a Pirates uniform, I think that could very well be the final straw for some Pirates fans. And you may be telling yourself right now, you may be trying to talk to me through the radio. You can call us, as always, at 412-928-9370. You may be saying, no, Donnie, you don't understand. That would never happen. Black and gold till the day I die. You know, we lost Bonds. List off all the names. I will always be loyal to the Pirates. And I know that I'm young in the grand scheme of things. I've been that guy for really my whole life, even though I'm not yet 30 years old. But this team and this organization, it's got to have you tired out at some point. At least it has taken you down a rung or two of your diehard fandom scale. If the Pirates completely waste the golden opportunity they have with Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh, I think we will see one of a few things possibly happen. We will see people either follow him to his next team, or even more so, just give up watching baseball entirely. And how many people will be left after that? We are already seeing weekend nights draw barely over 10,000 fans. They had like 12.5K at a Friday night game last month. That is an issue. The game was delayed by, I think, 45 minutes, but the weather after that wasn't bad. It wasn't a super cold night or just miserable. It was one of those nights where it rains a little bit, gets nice, it's nice the rest of the way. That's an issue. The biggest crowds this season can be a thanks to Yankees and Guardians fans who helped fill up the building. And a Paul Skeens bobblehead on top of that second one. Two of the teams at the bottom right now in terms of attendance are the Athletics and the Rays. Two of the only teams below the Pirates right now. They play in minor league stadiums. I understand that you will always have your diehards who can just never, ever give up on this team, no matter how much annoyance or stress they can bring. I absolutely understand that. I mean, I love Chuck in Uniontown, and I want the Pirates to do well more for him than for myself, and more for him than anybody else in the city. He's gotten to see winners. He does have a sentimental tie to it. I want to see them be good again for that guy. So I get the diehard fandom, trust me. But just think about how many have turned into casuals that don't even realize it. I mean, I would put myself in that boat. When I was a kid, from when I was a teenager to my college years, early adult years, I wouldn't want to miss a game. I would do everything I could to either be in front of a TV, close to a radio, or at the ballpark itself. And I would be upset on things such as family vacations where I didn't have a chance to consume the game. Now what do I find myself doing? Yeah, I still will watch a lot of the games. I don't sit there and break down every single pitch of every single at bat. And if I have something else going on, I'm not bending over backwards to watch or consume the game. If my fiance wants to watch a movie or a documentary or a show, we'll jump to that, unless there's truly something special happening in the game, which is pretty rare. Hell, some nights, if I want to do that, if I want to watch something else, I'll do it. And I don't want to hear, oh, you work in sports, how do you not watch every single pitch of every single game? It's 162 games of one of the worst, most irritating teams in baseball. It is more of a chore than a cure to watch this team play. We hear the clamors to sell the team. The owner ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Their best bet is to move on from the general manager right this minute and let someone else cover the draft, because he hasn't done anything outside of the top picks in 23 and maybe the top pick in 24 if they don't screw that one up. And do you really trust Ben Cherington to actually trade Paul Skeens? If you were in that boat of saying, yeah, they should trade this guy, you really trust that guy to trade Paul Skeens? I don't. The guy has a horrific track record when it comes to trades. I made the comment the other day. When the Padres landed Juan Soto and Josh Bell, former Bucko, they sent Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, and C.J. Abrams, among others, to the Nationals. Those are now three of the Nationals' best players. And I would certainly say that about James Wood and C.J. Abrams. If Ben Cherington was making that trade, there's a better chance he would acquire J.J. Abrams, James Woods, and Al Gore than what the Nationals got. We have seen him acquire basically zero in trades. I'm not going to trust this guy to send away the Pirates' golden goose in the worry of what he gets back, or the lack thereof of what he gets back. How do you go forward with a GM that you cannot trust to do really anything right from a baseball standpoint? The only thing he has going for him is that he picked Paul Skeens over Dylan Cruz. And it's only a matter of time before he and the ownership screw up that opportunity if something doesn't change fast. Oh, by the way, Jared Jones, he's done for the year. We will talk about that later.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.